You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is the first of many Tigers podcasts in the brand new year of 2018. It is Matt Wehmeyer joined by Jason Beck, our Tigers reporter for MLB.com. And Jason, happy new year to you, and we thank you for the time. And we're going to keep it simple today because, as we've talked about in previous weeks, not just with the Tigers but with the other 29 teams in baseball, it has been a rather painfully slow offseason. The hot stove not exactly simmering right now, but what we can do until things kind of heat up in that regard is run down the five biggest questions that the Tigers, this rebuilding Tigers team, faces coming into 2018. So we're going to just kind of run down the list, and I think Jason, we'll start here with some health issues for two of the team's bigger stars. Miguel Cabrera and Jordan Zimmermann, the question you posed recently on Tigers.com was, can they both stay healthy? And given the ages of Miggy and Zimmermann, and given the nature of their injuries and ailments in recent years, what kind of a chance do you put on the fact that, or the proposition rather, that both these guys can have a full, productive, healthy 2018?
Well, I think I give Cabrera a little bit of a better chance than Zimmermann, just because of Zimmermann's had the same issue for back-to-back years now. And it sounds like with the neck issues, he's going to be at least somewhat reliant on some nerve block injections for the foreseeable future, at least from time to time, that it's going to flare up and he's going to have it addressed. It might not completely go away. Who knows? When, if ever. Cabrera at least sounds like the type of thing that, while you could certainly see the back issue becoming a bigger problem as he gets older, it's something that you could see him addressing with a little bit of change in workout techniques and a little bit of a change in physique, at least carrying a little bit less weight around and maybe adjusting to some other things in terms of fitness and how he handles himself. We'll see. It would make a big difference, certainly, if either one can have a full, healthy season. But I think given what Cabrera can do when he's healthy, I think it's bigger for Cabrera to be healthy.
Yeah, I certainly agree. Given the fact that this Tigers team is in a clear rebuild, you still need that veteran presence, and Miguel Cabrera is certainly that, and then some, to kind of, help out these youngsters and set the tone, set the example. And coming off what is easily the worst season of his career in 2017, there is a hope that if Miggy can get healthy and stay healthy, he can be, if not, prime Miguel Cabrera, a reasonable facsimile of it for 2018, and hopefully a bounce-back campaign is in store for the big fella. Jason, question number two, if Michael Fulmer is healthy, yet another guy that is dealing with health issues, are his days in Detroit numbered? This is something we've talked about in recent weeks. The debate being, well, this is a guy, he's young and controllable, and he's obviously very good. That's a guy you want to build around. The flip side to that argument is, well, this is a guy because of those attributes that you want to deal, because you can turn one guy into maybe four or five. So what's your take on that situation?
I think his days are numbered. It might not be as soon as we might think. But I just think with the long-term scale of the Tigers rebuild, that unless it goes a lot faster than anticipated, that it's going to be a race for them, and a difficult race for them, to get back into contention before he becomes right at that point where he's up for free agency. Now, they could wait it out. I mean, they've certainly capable of doing that, depending on what their commitment from ownership is. But I think given the value of pitchers like Fulmer, and especially pitchers like Fulmer with so many years of control remaining, if he demonstrates that he's back to the form he had in 2016, that the appeal is going to be huge for him for other teams to try to acquire, especially given the prices that many of the free agent pitchers are going for nowadays. And there aren't really a whole lot of great free agent starting pitchers out there anymore. And I don't think that's going to change, because I think guys are going to be locking up with teams for longer term deals. And the Tigers, maybe the Tigers end up doing that and surprise us all. But I think given the market, given how far the Tigers have to go, and given the need that the Tigers have to get another package of prospects to make this rebuild work, Fulmer's the most likely ticket for them to get that. And it's hard for them. It's hard to see this working without that type of deal. And he's the most likely candidate.
Yeah, Jason, I know that these types of things are very hard to project and predict, you know, with guys that are so young and hopefully have long careers ahead of them. But from what you've seen from Michael Fulmer, what kind of a ceiling do you see for him as he matures, as he gets into his prime athletic years? Do you see, I don't know, a Justin Verlander-type ceiling? I know that's a very high bar, but, you know, do you see something approaching that? Or what's your kind of prediction for him?
I don't see him quite at that level as far as ceiling goes. I don't think he has a repertoire that Verlander does, but I think he's a bona fide ace, certainly with his ceiling. He's an ace caliber pitcher right now, and I think he's only going to get better as long as he's healthy. Maybe approaching the level of a Verlander or a Scherzer, not quite there, but the type of guy that you can build a rotation around. And I think the type of guy that can go to a contending team and make a very big impact.
Yeah, he's going to be one of the more highly coveted pitchers that teams want to acquire if indeed he is put out there on the market, and it speaks to the nature of the beast, so to speak, and in terms of the trade market and teams that are going for it. The fact that if the Tigers do deal him, he'd be with his third organization in the very, infancy of his career for a guy so talented. But again, that just speaks to the nature of the beast, so to speak. Jason, question three regarding Victor Martinez, a guy that, again, and this is a recurring theme, dealing with health issues. He's not a young man anymore by athletic standards. He's, 39 years old now. But when healthy, he is as good with the bat as anybody in the game. But it might be kind of a mismatch or a bad fit right now for a team that's in a clear rebuilding mode. What do you see for a future for V-Mart with the Tigers?
Well, I wrote a little bit more on that this week. And by every indication from everything that General Manager Avila has said, they're going to bring him in the camp and let him try to show that he can still hit and show that he still has a place on this team. The one thing working in his favor is that this team doesn't have a whole lot of hitters who are on the cusp of being major league ready right now. I think aside from the guys you saw in September, there aren't very many guys, if any guys, who can go in the spring training and steal a job in the starting lineup right now, unless somebody like Kristen Stewart goes out and has just some bonkers training camp, or Mike Gerber or somebody like that. And even then, I would be surprised, because neither of those guys has spent much time at all at AAA. And I think the Tigers want those guys to get to AAA and get some learning done there as hitters before they unleash them in Detroit. So if you assume that, then it's not like you're weighing Victor Martinez against a guy on the brink of being ready to hit the majors. So, you're not holding anybody out of a job. You're not hindering anybody's development by bringing in Victor Martinez and letting him hold down a job for a lot longer if he's healthy. You're not even risking anything financially, because he's already committed for this coming season, $18 million. That's going to be spent whether he makes a team or not, unless they come to some sort of surprise settlement with him, if there's like a health issue or something. So, given that, there's really no glaring reason to hold him out of camp and shut him down and say, you're done here. Because he might not be done. Who knows? I'm going to be curious to see what he looks like in camp, because he's older and because of the heart issues and because of the concerns, somebody like that, because of the family history know, somebody who lost his father at a young age because of a heart attack. You wonder what's going through Victor's mind as he gets ready for all this. But by all indications, he wants to compete. He wants to have a role on his team, and he wants to try to have some sort of positive impact on this rebuilding club.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, there's very little risk in you know, bringing him, not to bring him aboard, he's already aboard, obviously, but to let him prove himself and to get back to the player that he is capable of being. But again, as you said, he's got things on his mind much bigger than baseball, given the health issues that he's gone through, given his family history with those health issues. So a lot on V-Mart's mind heading into the 2018 season for sure. Jason, you mentioned, too, that a lot of the younger guys on this team not quite major league ready at the plate, but one guy that certainly is and has demonstrated that time and again is Nicklas Castellanos. And I know that Tigers fans are kind of looking at him, you know, if not the next Miguel Cabrera, because that's again, a very high bar, at least a guy that can anchor a lineup that you can slot in there as a 3-4 guy and a guy that can maybe carry an offense with the right pieces around him. Is that a reasonable expectation for Castellanos? Can Tigers fans kind of pin their hopes on this guy, you know, becoming that kind of player down the road?
Yeah, I mean, I think he can be a key cog in the lineup nowadays. Assuming that while Cabrera has a chance to still be an elite hitter, he's going to need somebody batting behind him. All indications are that Nick lines up as that guy. You look at the hard hit rate that he had last year, and you look at how many hard hit outs he has, there's a lot of upside, I think, to his game. And I think he's somebody that, if he can get the ball in the air a little bit more often, that the ball could travel a little bit more, he's got a chance to be a big-time home run guy and also get a nice boost on average, even beyond the jump that he had last year. So if he can do even part of that, I think he's, you know, potential all-star hitter. And I think if he can put all of that together, you know, you're looking at maybe not another Cabrera, but maybe a hitter on along the lines of Justin Upton or J.D. Martinez.
And those are certainly guys that you would love to emulate. That, you know, no slouches they. Castellanos has shown plenty of flashes in the past couple of years, and Tigers fans hoping that maybe 2018 is the true breakout and that he really arrives on the scene this season and beyond. And Jason, to wrap things up, I know that Tigers fans are you know, hoping and awaiting that next big batch of prospects, because again, with the team in clear rebuilding mode, this is where, you know, you're going to butter your bread and make your money with the guys coming up through the farm system. If not 2018, what is a reasonable time of expectation for these guys to come up and start contributing at the major league level?
I think we can start seeing guys, you know, if not September of 2018, then more likely at some point during 2019, especially the pitchers. I think they're going to be patient with these arms, including the guys who ended last year, Double-A, Bo Burrows and Franklin Perez, that you know, they're going to try to be careful with these guys, but both of those guys have the talent to start knocking on the door either at the end of this season or at some point next season, maybe even competing for a job in spring training of 2019. You know, let them come in and get their feet wet and start the learning process of how to approach major league hitters. If they do well enough at AAA, I think they're going to want those guys to get, you know, at least a year of AAA under their belts and learn some lessons there with more experienced older hitters compared to some of the other minor league levels before taking a shot. And they might not even open the season. I think it's more likely if both those guys open the season in Erie and then maybe make the jump later on to AAA. But I think that's when you can start to see the process. And a guy like Alex Fajardo, it's going to be interesting to see how he progresses, because he's somebody who is so advanced in college, but yet still has a lot to learn because he got so much done with basically a two-pitch arsenal at Florida, that he's going to have some learning to do as far as he has that third pitch, but now he's got to use it a lot more than I think he ever did in the SEC.
Yeah, I don't think it's a stretch to suggest that September of this coming season could be the most critical and important and most anticipated month of the season for all the reasons you've just touched on, and that, you know, we could get a taste of the next batch to come up and spend that month getting their feet wet at the big league level. And then 2019, like you said, is when things could really start to blossom after they get that full season, or at least close to a full season at the AAA level. So certainly some things to look forward to for the Tigers and their fans in the next year to year and a half. Jason Beck, that's a good place to wrap it up. We thank you, as always, for the time on the initial Tigers podcast of 2018, and we'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Detroit Tigers.